Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, look, it wasn't the kind of news we needed. Not the sort of present we might have wished for, and certainly not a chocolate egg or a fluffy bunny. Truthfully, we knew it was coming. It had been in the gestation. As we're watching the slow diliquescence of this government and the meltdown of public services, we just knew. The National Centre for Social Research have published their public attitudes to the NHS and social care, and we have the lowest satisfaction levels since Florence Nightingale came to work on her bike, and I published a very good summary of it in the e-letter this morning. And we'll get dazzled and depressed by the disastrous headlines, but it's worth looking under the bonnet. The survey was carried out in September and October last year, and they interviewed just 3,374 people in England, Scotland and Wales, and that's important, across three health systems. The participants were selected at random from their postcode address, and since COVID, interviews are conducted over the phone and online. The British Social Attitudes bobbleheads say, and I quote, the data is weighted to correct for any unequal probabilities of selection and biases. In English, they've jiggled about with the numbers. Now, given the preponderance of older people who use the NHS and the poor health of people in areas of social deprivation, I wonder if phone and online is truly representative. The pollsters claim their jiggling fixes that, and they say, and I quote, the weighted sample was calibrated to match the population in terms of age, sex, education, ethnicity and religion. Demographics? Well, respondents were asked to place themselves into a banded income quartile. And how reliable is that? Well, I linked to quite an interesting piece of research on that this morning that you might want to have a look at. The 2021, 22 and 23 surveys were conducted on the same methodology, so they are, in fairness, they are directly comparable. For questions about satisfaction with specific NHS services and priorities and principles, the sample size was 1,206. Now, look, I'm not a pollster and I have no basis for challenging the results, but call me old-fashioned, I really don't trust weighted and calibrated samples. Neither am I particularly keen on one of the questions, and I tell you what it is. It said, from your own experience or from what you have heard, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you with... Yeah, and then they ask the question. Now, this assumes we can trust the veracity of newspapers, phone-ins and schoolgate gossip, plus the opinion of someone who's never used the NHS, giving us someone else's opinion. Right, well, look, having got all that off my chest, the results are a disaster. Less than a quarter satisfied with the NHS, only 13% happy with social care, waiting for GP appointments, waiting for hospital treatment, staff shortages, funding. And there is a general agreement, though, that the principles of the NHS should stay as they are. And nearly half the public would like to see the NHS with more money. And that means increasing taxes. And they say so. We also know once in the care of the NHS, satisfaction rates are high. So what is the upshot? Well, not much, really nothing, in fact. The government will say they are, and they're right to say in fairness, they put more money into the NHS than ever before. There are more staff working in the NHS than ever before, and GPs are seeing more people than ever before. Alas, more is not enough. And waiting lists are starting, the good news is, to come down a little bit. And the end of the strikes, and given a clear run, they'll come down faster than pollsters can jiggle the numbers. So what's the point of the survey? Well, I don't know. The NHS is in a mess because of years of neglect after the World Banking crisis, no investment in people, the places they work in, or the kit that makes the patient's journey more efficient. Political parties do their own polling, so they know all this. They also know any attempt to reshape the NHS into a pay-to-play or top-up or bring-your-credit-card system will bite them in the ballot boxes. So the government knows that the root issue with the NHS is productivity, and they've just stumped up $34 million to invest in IT. They have all the press-ready answers lined up. But we also know the solutions will be a long haul, with several fixes on the way. buying IT scares the bejesus out of a lot of NHS people who've seen the disasters of the past. So we need to fix national procurement. More people coming to work in the service won't help if trusts don't stop become and start becoming better employers and stop people leaving. We have to fix the leaky bucket, as Professor Alison Leary calls it. The junior doctors, well, we have to fix the way they're trained and paid. Social care, just fix it. No reorganisation is required. The public are very happy with the NHS. They just want it to work properly. Well, we all do. So happy Easter. Thanks for listening, and I hope we'll speak again soon.